welcome back. This week, we're focusing on the community questions, and we had a few questions that we asked on LinkedIn and a few that that we had come in through other channels. So I have my wife here, Terry Murray.
Hello.
Okay. Excellent. And she is going to ask me some of those questions today, and then we're also going to give a little insight as far as where the polls are hedging out. And again, this week, we're focusing on credibility and your organization, yourself as a leader, and your team. Great. What's the first question, Terry?
Okay, first question. How can someone trying to break into a new field show credibility when they don't have years of experience?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. When you don't have that experience, you have to get some practice in somehow. And sometimes it's figuring out if you have somebody on your team with that expertise, or find another leader with some of that expertise as well. If you're trying to earn that credibility before you get into a role, the biggest thing is spend time around people that do. Ask around. Use your LinkedIn network. Use some of your other professional networks to find other people that do have that credibility.
All right. And then kind of as a follow-up, when you don't know the answer, is it better to own up to not knowing and try to learn, or just fake it until you make it?
Yeah, that's always a tough one, because you don't want, as a leader, you really don't want to say you don't know. But sometimes it's better to say you don't know. A way to do that, to where you don't always have to say, well, I don't know the answer to that. And if you repeat that multiple times, then your credibility goes down. A way to ask is, well, hey, that's a great question. What do you think? Or you find somebody, hey, well, Joe over here, maybe he or she thinks that this is the right answer. How can we get that? So use your resources so that you're not being the know-it-all. You're not being the expert sometimes, but you're building your credibility that you're a leader, not necessarily that you have credibility in a particular topic, but you're credible as a leader at that point. So use your resources. Find others that have that, and make sure that you stick with your expertise. Excellent. What else we got?
All right. Okay. So with AI and other tools that are being used to create resumes and portfolios, how do you, as a hiring manager, ensure the new hire has the credibility and experience to fill a position?
Another great question. So a big thing for me is that I ask situational questions during interviews, so that if somebody says, oh yeah, I have experience in Excel, and I ask them, what level of experience do you think you have? And you say beginner, intermediate, advanced, or expert, I ask questions around each of those items so that they have to respond quickly. Now, sometimes if it's a video interview, sometimes those can be a little tough to figure out if they're typing, if they have all the answers, or if somebody's helping them. But if they pause too long, that's usually that sign that they may not have the answer, but they're getting it somehow. Now, the answers can be canned because there's only so many ways that you can get there. However, when I use the situational questions, I make sure that there's open-ended parts so that the individuals can give me answers in situations that they've used. The second piece for that is that I ask them for when they've used that, without giving away company secrets, of course, but I ask them, can you tell me about a time when you had to demonstrate this expertise? Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Here is one more. It seems to happen fairly often in business that a person who gets promoted may not be the most credible. Maybe they're the most liked, maybe something like that. What is the best way to keep yourself motivated when this happens, and how do you continue to, you know, stay in the game?
Again, remember, the credibility of an individual is sometimes based off of things that you're not seeing. And that credibility may be they have credibility with their team, their leaders, and that's the thing that you have to ask yourself, is where is their credibility? If you're not seeing that, spend some time with that individual. You may be missing something that they're not demonstrating in front of you, but they do demonstrate in different environments. You may not always go to that C-suite meeting. You may not always go to that senior leadership meeting, but they may be there, and they may be helping you tell your story. So give them the information to help them be more credible in your area, but remember that they have that credibility too. We just have to figure out where it is. And it's not inappropriate to ask questions about, hey, tell me about how you've gotten where you've gotten, so that you can understand that a little bit better. Excellent.
Great. That's all the questions we have.
Well, great. Well, we have some exercises for you. Make a list of things that you believe you're credible in and sit down with one of your peers or one of your team members and ask them how credible you are in each of those, or ask them to share a list with you on their points of credibility and talk through that, because sometimes you'll be surprised at what others think you're credible in. I know that when I've done that before, some of the surprises were conversation and engagement. And yeah, I'm an introvert. I love to sit in front of the camera. I love to sit in front of an audience. But if I'm not targeted, the challenges I have is that it gets draining. It gets very tiring because of that introverted nature. If you're an extrovert, maybe one of your areas that you need to work on from a credible standpoint is understanding those that take a little longer to answer. So compare those lists and talk with your peers and team members. Next week, we have confidence, and that confidence is really going to come through in each of the stories that I share along the next 2 weeks. Well, that about does it for this week, and we're going to close out the sea of credibility by saying thanks and have a great day.